I'm here with Dallin Suri. He's teaching a birdwatching class at the College of Eastern Idaho. So how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. So can you tell me a little bit about your class?
Yeah, I teach people the basics of birdwatching and learn about birds of Eastern Idaho. I teach them how to use binoculars, how to spot birds. I teach them why birds are so unique to this area. And I teach them how to use a field guide and how to spot birds and how to use their own birding journal and stuff like that.
So what made you decide to start this class?
Well, that's a good question. I had a professor that I used to go to. I took some classes, wildlife biology, from Dave Strickland. And I was trying to get a wildlife job and nothing wasn't working. And he told me I should start my own bird watching business. And I thought he went cuckoo, like off Cocoa Puffs. But then I kind of had a crazy desire to teach up the College of Eastern Idaho. I came off a rough breakup with this gal I used to take out. And I emailed a friend named Kenneth Erickson, and I gave him a list of classes I wanted to teach. And it was a bunch of recreation classes. And I even put bird watching class. I didn't know if I would teach it. And he's like, "You should teach I want you to teach the bird watching class, bird watching of Eastern Idaho." I'm like, "Okay."
That's awesome. And when did you start getting interested in bird watching?
That is an awesome question. So I did my internship up in Oklahoma at Salt Plains National Wildlife Refuge. And my parents went with me too. They wanted to make sure I was safe. So we hit all the poles in Colorado. And once we left, we were in Kansas, and my folks says, "You better say goodbye to the mountains." But once I went to Oklahoma, I saw how pretty this wildlife refuge was. And I had to learn all my birds for this birding festival. I knew nothing about birds at all. So this crazy couple, I forgot their names. They were from the Tulsa area, staying in the bunkhouse. They took me owl watching, you know, and they told me their exciting stories about bird watching. It wasn't until I went owl watching at night where I saw this barred owl eat this mouse and the blood on the beaks and talons, and I got to see this bird as an individual. And I got to appreciate the birds that I never knew their names. And it gave me a desire to learn more about bird watching and be able to develop this hobby and this talent. I like showing, I like teaching people and showing people my talent. And I just want people to know I'm just like everybody else. I like to do movies, even though I really love watching birds.
Yeah. And you said, I think you mentioned you've been doing this for, was it 3 years?
3 years, yep.
Nice. And so were you studying biology then?
I had a cluster in natural resources, and I really wanted to learn more about birds, so I took an ornithology class from Cornell University. And I took the first test, and I got 81. I'm like, I thought Ivy League colleges were supposed to be tough. Then the second test wasn't so hard. It was really hard, I mean. I got a 51. I'm like, okay, this is really getting hard. So I really learned more about birds by taking that online course, you know. I had to learn about the body parts and how to attract birds and stuff, and learn how to listen to their sounds and stuff.
Do you have a favorite bird?
I like cedar waxwings because they're everywhere.
Even in Idaho and stuff?
They're in Idaho. They're around campus, the temple, around town. They're really pretty birds. They like to eat the berries off the trees and stuff.
What do they look like?
They are red with a yellow under their eye, red wings, red tail tip and stuff.
Wow. So what, for you, what's been the most exciting bird you've spotted?
Oh, that is a good question. Well, I went on a trip after graduation with my family. When I graduated college, we went to Mesquite, Nevada, of all places. And we were hiking and stuff, and I seen these Albert Tollies. There were 50 birds, and I didn't realize they were pretty rare to Nevada itself. Or endangered or threatened, you know. And I wish I would have had my camera. I would have showed it to all my friends, and it was really awesome to see those birds, you know, and it was really awesome to have my mom and my dad with me at that time, too.
What do you like the most about bird watching while you're out there?
I like the being able to improve, you know. I wasn't perfect bird watcher, you know. I had to learn the sounds and stuff for one wildlife job. But I never quit, you know. I had friends that would help me learn the sounds. I had a friend named Andrew First. He was a roommate of mine when I was working in Salt Lake. And he would always quiz me about the bird sounds. And it really helped me learn the bird sounds and stuff. I would listen to him at my house. My mom and dad would probably go crazy. They're like, what did my son get themselves into?
So when you're out there, do you mainly like listen for the sounds, then you kind of try and find the bird like with your binoculars?
It just depends. Sometimes you could spot them right off the bat, but some birds are hard to do that, like warblers and stuff. So you learn how to have a birding ear. Like, it counts to listen to the bird. You could put it on your bird list and stuff.
And what days are you teaching the class?
The days I'm teaching the class for the Idle Falls area, I'm teaching it Tuesday and Thursday. And it's in building 1, room 110. In the St. Anthony area, I'm teaching it at the South Fremont High School in room 208. And that is on a Monday, Wednesday, so.
Can people still register? Is it
they could
late?
Still register, you know. For the ones in Idle Falls, it starts October 2nd, so I would register as soon as possible. You could call, give them a call at 208-535-5345, or you could call me personally at 208-351-3407, and I could help you get registered. And I also teach an upland game bird and water bird class in Idle Falls, too.
Thank you so much for coming in, Dallin.
Thanks for having me.